The ones hit the hardest of all were those who had to toil in the brickworks, building roads and in the settlements. The march there and back, often of up to 1,000 prisoners, shoved along with rifle butts by their escorts, was a torture itself. Much of what took place at the brickworks was so atrocious that it almost defied description. Particularly in the early days, they really had it in for people who, on account of their education, seemed ill-suited to this physical work. Rabbis, academics and other intellectuals were unbelievably mistreated by the foreman and the guards.
Our old Jews had stayed silent and spared us knowing what the path to the brickworks meant. The martyrdom began right beyond the camp entrance and the sentry. "Do you all want to sing?" barked the rascals. They jumped in between the marching men, hit us with their rifle butts, kicked us with their boots wherever they could, chasing us like dogs hound sheep. It was hard to trot in the scent of the mark, but their yelling and yapping caused us more torment than the impassable path. Over there is a bridge with the canal flowing underneath it. That's the mark, our mark, through which we had hiked so often. Civilians are standing below on the canal. Surely they see how their fellow citizens are being driven worse than a herd of cattle.
Our first work detail was for us to put on our jackets backwards with the buttons to the rear. Then we got a shovel full of sand in the front of the jacket and we had to run with it for about 200 meters. The SS called this game circus. There was an SS man every 10 meters standing there with a truncheon. Because I was 30 years old and had done a lot of sports, was extremely agile and fast, I managed to get through the first days fairly well. But imagine the poor older man.
My first job at the Klinkerwerke was the most terrible and most senseless one I've ever done in my life. It was called the roundabout, and if you had to ride on it all day, you needed very good legs, good lungs, and a quick eye. The roundabout consisted of a chain of men who had to put their coats on the wrong way around, so that it formed a kind of bag in the front. Into this bag, we got about 5 pounds, or let us say a shovelful, of sand. This we had to carry off at full speed to a place about 100 meters away. Once our coat was empty, we had to return running to get our coats filled again, running off again. And so on, and so on.
Only the young people could bear the roundabout. My heart is agitated, I gasp for air. The old man can hardly stay alive. One collapses. I can't anymore. Everyone stumbles forward, pale, haggard, with stubbly beards. A terrible sight. We swarm out over a broadside, divided into groups. We weren't allowed to walk. We had to run or trot behind the foreman. Running belonged to the Klinker code of conduct. Dumper carts, tipper trucks and railway carts drove through the site. They actually should have been pulled by a locomotive, but here they had harnessed human horses that were cheaper than the cheapest fuel.